Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
In our property segment this morning, we're joined by John Jack, CEO at Galletti Corporate Real Estate. John, thank you for joining us. How are you this morning?
Morning, thank you.
So we've been looking at so many of the oscillating movements, inflation rates as well. I guess the discussion now really moves towards the impact of these increased interest rates on the commercial property sector specifically. Could you give us some more insight?
Yeah, on the commercial property, you know, it really hangs on a couple of different numbers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it comes to, the one that everyone looks for is the GDP growth, which is elusive at the moment. But the problem we have with the increasing interest rates is obviously the holding costs of property increases. And obviously at the same time as interest rates are increasing, you've got your long bond increasing and, people are looking and saying, well, where should I put my money? Should I put my money in real estate or should I just, hold it in sort of like a safe and put it in the bank type of thing where you can earn a relatively safe interest on your money? And what it does is that then as the interest rate pushes out, So too must the yield on the property track it. Mm. And as the yield on the property tracks it, relatively the value of the property goes down. And that's the problem. So whenever you see an increasing interest rate cycle, typically yields of properties push out and therefore properties devalue in the hands of those that hold them. So a bit of a challenge.
Mm. And then does that then become a buying sort of market for the property?
Well, you've got to time it right. So if you were to buy it today and then all of a sudden, or if you were to have bought it a year ago, whatever it is, and all of a sudden the yields push up, your property devalues. If you were to have bought it 10 years ago, it doesn't really make a difference because you've seen it go down, you've seen it go back up. But what you've got to do is you've got to wait until the yields have pushed out to a level or there's a fear in the market and that people are holding the property and thinking, oh, I need to get rid of this thing. and they sell it and they overcook it. And basically they sell it at a far higher yield than it needs to be. And this is where a lot of people made a lot of money in sort of the late 90s where you had these really, really high interest rates. And a lot of people bought. And then the next thing, the interest rates kept sharply downwards. And so too did the yield. So people were buying at 16% yields, 18% yields. And the next thing, the properties were being valued at 10, 11% yield. And you can imagine what that does to the value of your property. So a lot of people made a lot of money in that, sort of 2000 to 2006 era.
Mm. And just to shine a corner in some of the dark spots of our minds, what is the difference between a yield and returns on property?
What is the difference between a yield and
a return? If there is.
Yeah, pretty much exactly the same thing, right? But the difference is that you actually need to look at your total return. So a yield is a component of total return. The other is capital growth. So a yield is the income you receive on the, you've got a tenant and the tenant, your property's worth $1 million, your tenant's paying you 100,000 rand after all expenses a year, that's a 10% yield. But then the value of the property might go up to 1.2 million. So you need to add the additional 200,000 plus your return that you're getting for that year and you end up with something higher. So the total return is the sum of the both, really. But yeah, a yield is a return.
So, just to look at more of these instruments, it's been so insightful this morning. And just, we always try to have grasp of what's happening in the property market. The real estate investment trust, they continue to feel the pressure post COVID-19. Could you tell us a bit more about their purpose and how they are affected?
Yeah, so basically the REITs, as they're called, have a structure where they aren't, because they pay out dividends on basically the income that is earned on, from rentals, et cetera, they pay out a dividend and the dividend is taxed in the holder's hands. And so therefore the company isn't taxed. But the problem that's happened recently is that these REITs aren't paying dividends. And if they aren't paying dividends, then they'll lose their REIT status, as it were. And that means that their whole tax regime actually changes. But, you look at, and this is not necessarily from a COVID knock-on, but just a structuring knock-on. Mm. You'll see there's a lot of chat about Fortress at the moment where they aren't paying a REIT and whatever. And actually it solves some problems for them if they were to de-REIT in that they could shore up some capital, they could follow a development pipeline, they could reduce some debt. There are a lot of things that they can actually do with the capital as opposed to paying it out. So it has its benefits. It certainly has its benefits, but it has its benefits when there's a lot of sort of dividend to pay out, et cetera. And what has happened as a result of COVID was there wasn't a lot of dividend to pay out.
Mm.
And depending on your, and depending on how much money you've borrowed, it makes a difference to you or not what the interest rate is doing. And what had happened with a lot of the funds is that they devalued, both as a result of big vacancies, mm. people not paying, property values going down, rentals yes. going down, et cetera, et cetera. So relatively, their debt went up to the value of their properties. And then, of course, when you start getting your interest rates going up mm-hmm. and now they're back at the January 2020 levels, you start to feel it, you know? And really, it's just the holding cost of that property. You know, we think about it in terms of, you know, imagine you own your house and the next thing you were paying 20,000 rand a month and now 30,000 rand a month. No one really wants to be doing that. It's a similar thing for a commercial landlord.
Yeah, it's
he can't just increase the rate, the rentals, that is.
Oh, my gosh, it's a difficult case. And GrowthPoint's latest results, what does it mean for the industry at large? I know we're grasping at so many aspects and oscillating movements. Mm.
Look, what I liked about the results is that you're starting to see a sharp decrease in vacancy in the office portfolio. So, and really what's happening is people are saying, okay, well, let's move back to the office. And we can feel that in the industry. There's a definite move back to the office. Mm. A lot of people taking up space and that kind of thing. But what they're doing is they're saying, actually, my business is fine. I've settled a lot of debt. I've really made my business more efficient. And so, on the whole, people are sitting on a lot of cash because they haven't really deployed a lot in terms of investment, and they've cleaned up their sort of staffing situation yeah. and they've cleaned up the business, and it's now probably a better business.
Okay.
And they're sitting there and say, okay, let me take up, I'm going to take up some office space, yeah? But you know what? I'm not going to stay in this B-grade office that I was in. I'm going to go take a much better office for less because the rentals have come down so much and there's so many incentives that the landlords are offering, you know, to... We'll give you a rent free, and we'll, you know, we'll pay for your fit out, et cetera, if it's structured correctly. And people are saying, you know what, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to get a much better office, and my company is going to be happier, and my team's going to be happier. I'm going to prefer where I am. And so people are moving into these P grade offices, they're called. P grade is pretty much triple A grade, if you want to put it that way. Oof. Best. And
I think this highlights that need to shop around for competitive offers when you're structuring your debt. But I think that's all the time we have, John, and it's been absolute pleasure being with you this morning. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Thanks so much, Cha.
That's John Jack, CEO at Galetti Corporate Real Estate. Now, property segment, letting us know a bit more about the impact of the increased rate in the commercial property sector. Hope you did find some insight. I'd love to hear from some of our listeners what they have to say about that, right?